Now I'd ask that you give your attention to Brother Jonathan.
Good morning, everyone, near and far. It is wonderful to be here with you this morning. Didn't expect to be here with you this morning, but nonetheless, it is still an absolute pleasure and a wonderful opportunity for us to come back and to visit everybody once again. I kind of bring the love and greetings of our ecclesia in Prince George. They didn't expect me to be able to present that to you this morning, but my mother passes on her love particularly. So we're very thankful that we were able to make it down here this weekend with all that's happening in the world around us and all that happened to us on our eventful drive down on Friday. So when Brother Sean asked me to exhort this weekend, I figured I would present something that I had already presented in the past. I already worked on an exhortation, but with everything that's going on in the world, and a few of the events that happened to us on our trip, we thought that it would be interesting or helpful to bring some new thoughts to you this morning. I often try and bring my exhortations from the readings, and the readings that we had this morning are incredibly exhortational. So if you get nothing out of my exhortation, reread the readings, and I'm sure you will find something from there very uplifting, very encouraging. Anytime you read the Gospels, right, and you read Christ's message, there's just so much in there. But that's not what we're going to talk about this morning. This morning we come here to a place of peace, of tranquility, when all around us the world is in absolute turmoil. Thank you. I'm not even going to try it. And we come to remember that the peace and the love that we have in the family of our Lord as we remember his sacrifice this morning. So the message that I'd like to try to convey to you this morning is one of love, as one of hope, as we examine our lives in the light of the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I'd like to share with you a little bit of our car trip that we had on our way down here, because it actually struck us as we were coming down the incredible spiritual lessons of a few of the events that happened in our car trip. And we thought they were, it struck us, and it was actually really powerful for us, and we had some great conversations around the things that happened to us, and I thought we would share that with you in light of world events. And then we'll talk a little bit about a few verses that can help us to combat the fear and the turmoil of events that are happening around us from the Word of God. So we left our house very early on Friday morning. We were up before 5 o'clock, and we were on the road at about 5:30. We had packed the van the night before, and we were all pretty much ready to go in the morning. There's always a few last preparations that need to happen before a car trip ever takes place. But we were packed, we were prepared, and we were ready to go. Our ferry reservation was booked. I think we were trying to get the 4 o'clock ferry, and we were ready to go. We had made the preparations, the necessary preparations, for a successful journey to happen. Now, this is, as we thought about this is the same thing in our journey that we need to undertake as we journey towards the kingdom of God. In order for a successful journey to take place, preparations need to happen. That first started at our baptism. That was the first step in our preparations for our journey. But on a weekly and on a daily basis, we need to reevaluate those preparations. Are we preparing ourselves for the journey ahead? Have we packed enough food? Have we filled the car with gas? Are those things ready for us to ensure that the journey will be a success? It's a long journey that we have ahead of us, as we found out. It is a long journey. Sometimes it feels like it will never end, but we know that we have a final destination ahead of us. So this morning, as we examine ourselves, how is our preparations going? how have we prepared ourselves in this last week for the journey ahead of us? Are we ready? Are we prepared? And is there something else that I can do to better prepare myself and my family and our ecclesias in order to make that journey a success? Do we have a clear image of where we're going? Do we have that picture clear in our minds as to the final outcome, the final objective of where we are trying to go in this journey? Do I have all of the necessary gear to make the journey a successful one? Or maybe do I have too much gear in the vehicle and it just becomes a hindrance to actually getting to my ultimate goal? Do I have too much distractions in my car in order to make it to my end goal? So as we left Prince George, the sky was black. It was still night. But as we journeyed south, the sky began to lighten and the stars grew fainter. The glow of the sunrise on the eastern horizon slowly started to fill the sky. Now the verse that came to our mind as we were driving along was 2 Peter chapter 1 and at verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 1 and at verse 18, and I'll be reading everything from the King James Version. Second Peter 1 and at verse 18. That's not the right verse. What happened? We worked on this together, and that is not the right verse. Is it 1 Peter 1:18? Is it 19? Yes, it is 19. It is 19. Thank you. Sorry. 2 Peter 1, verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do take well, or you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. So the sunrise reminded us of the hope that we have of the return of our Savior, of those prophecies that we see being fulfilled around us, that sure word of prophecy, that we can be sure that it is coming. We know that it is coming. We can see the signs around us. We just don't know exactly when it will happen. And this is exactly what we encouraged our youngest daughter to look for. The sky continues to get brighter and brighter, and you think, oh yeah, here it comes, the sun is going to come, and it just keeps getting brighter and brighter and brighter. Yet the sun does not show itself right away. So it was a great distraction for our youngest daughter to direct her questions of, are we there yet? To, let's look for the first peak of the sun as it comes over the horizon. So let's keep our focus then on looking for that sun to arise, to keep our eyes on the horizon and not on the difficulties that are surrounding us today. And that's a challenge for each one of us on our journey towards the kingdom, is to keep our eyes focused on that sun that is to arise. Now this led us to another really interesting spiritual lesson as we drove along. And that's the lesson of the peaks and the valleys that will happen to us as we drive. When the road dips and curves, as we turn corners and as you drive through the woods, you sometimes lose sight of the horizon and you can't see hardly anything of the sunrise. Sometimes though, you can see it incredibly clearly and it's spectacular, right? And you come to a hill or a crest or something like that and there it is, and it's just fantastic. And you can look and you can see it and you're focused on it and it's just fantastic. And then you go down into a dip or you turn a corner and you seem to lose sight completely of the sunrise and it disappears from your sight. And the same is of course of our spiritual vision of the kingdom. At times it's absolutely crystal clear and we have no doubts and we're right there and we're dialed in and we're focused and we can see it and it's coming and it's just incredible. And then there will be other times when we lose sight of the return of Christ. This morning you may find yourself in one of those two situations. You may find yourself in a valley, or you may find yourself on a peak, and it's crystal clear for you. Hopefully, if you find yourself in a valley, we can help you to climb out of that valley and to reestablish your vision, and you can see clearly that sun is going to rise, and the peace and the love that we can find in that time. If we do find ourselves in a valley, let's think about Psalm 23, something that you're probably very well familiar with, but it's always wonderful to remind ourselves of these incredible verses of comfort and of care that our Father does provide for us when things around us seem to be not in a good place. Psalm 23 and at verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So no matter how deep and dark a place we may find ourselves in, our God is there. He will comfort and he will guide us through these tough places that we find ourselves in if we can try and keep our focus on him, if we can keep looking for that sunrise to break over the horizon. So has God been the focus of our lives in this past week? Have we kept our eyes on the horizon? Have we continued to wait for the sun to make its way above the horizon, no matter the difficulties that have come upon us in this last week? So as we continued our journey south, we ran into a few more difficulties. And this is the same in our journeys. Difficulties will arise. God will put things into our lives that will challenge us, whether those challenges are the contents of stomach expelled throughout the vehicle, or whether it's just that the tires just seem to fall off, literally and spiritually. They didn't quite fall off, but they did come loose, and the lug nut did shear off, and we did have to pull over and retighten the bolts and turn around and go back to Quesnel and reattach the tire. But it was only a minor setback. But how do we see those challenges that come to us in our journey? Are they the end of the journey? Do we pack it in? This is too much, right? The car smells like puke. That's it. I'm done. We've got to turn around, right? The tire just about fell off, right? Is that it? That's it. We're packing it in. Is that how we see the challenges that arise around us? Or can we see them as minor speed bumps, as ways to develop and to grow, whether it's our patience, whether it's our love or our care for others, whatever it may be? How do we see these speed bumps that come upon us in our journey towards our final objective? They may seem like incredibly massive challenges when they are happening to us at the time. But with God on our side, they are truly inconsequential. So despite having to turn around, despite having to stop on the side of the road and clean up said child, we were able to make it to the ferries. Our objective was able to be met. These challenges were not the end of the journey. They were only just slight delays in helping us to get to our end goal. Let's never consider packing in the journey despite the setbacks and the challenges that are presented to us on our road. We will encounter big and small challenges. The challenge that we face now with our community, with our family, can seem like a monumental challenge that is facing us. But again, think of David and Goliath. And we love the children's stories. They're so incredible. David and Goliath. David was a teenager facing the king of war and of battle. He was the ultimate picture of a warrior. All David could see was the power and the might of his God in comparison with the giant before him. So no matter the giants that we face in our lives, our God is bigger. He is stronger, and he loves us more than anything that the world can throw at us. The world wants us to live in fear of everything around us. Everything wants to be feared in our world today. Let's look at a few references to combat this fear. 2 Timothy 1 and at verse 6. As the world is losing its mind with the things that are coming upon it, let's try and focus our minds on these few verses to remember our God and to remember the hope that he has for us. 2 Timothy 1, let's read a few verses starting in verse 6. 2 Timothy 1 at verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee, by putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. He hath gifted us with power and love and a sound mind. He has saved us and called us to his own purpose, which is life and light. Throughout the scriptures, many people were afraid. They were afraid, right? And you can look it up, and it was incredible when we looked at this. The number of people that were told, don't be afraid. So the natural inclination that we have is to be afraid. People like Moses, Joshua, David, Daniel, Zechariah, Mary, Peter, John, Paul. Incredible people of faith and of works. These were all encouraged to fear not. Don't be afraid. There's no reason to tell a person not to be afraid if they're not afraid, right? So the natural instinct is to be afraid. The natural response to the events that we have around us is to fear. That is the natural response. It's to worry. What's going to happen? What's going on? The spiritual response, though, is that the love of God will cast out that fear. 1 John 4, verse 18. When we try and keep the spiritual aspects in mind, it will cast out the fear that is so easily besets us. So when we feel the weight of fear and the worry start to settle on our hearts and minds, remember to turn to the scriptures for the antidote to that fear. The best vaccine for fear comes from reading and from meditating on the Word of God. Let's look at another verse in Luke. Luke chapter 12. Luke 12 and at verse 32. Luke 12, verse 32, fear not, little flock. Why? For it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The spiritual response is to trust in the love of God to do what is best and what is right. As Brother Jeremy quoted earlier, God is the creator of the universe. He is the creator of our world. He is the creator of me and of you, and he is in control. Last reference, let's go to Isaiah 41. Incredibly comforting words. If we can just try to keep our minds on these words and not on all of the other craziness that is going on around us. Isaiah 41, starting in verse 9. Thought this one fit very well with my situation, our situation. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So we have been brought from the ends of the earth to here this morning, to the table of our Lord, to a life of joy and peace and of love, to a place where our Creator says he'll hold us in his right hand. This is where we need to keep our minds on. The dawn is coming. Yes, this is a time of uncertainty and of fear, but let's keep our focus on the horizon. Lift up your heads, ye saints. Redemption draweth near. What though the waters rage and roar? Faith laughs at every fear.